Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Game time decision.
Vegas are just doing everything right. They're the best NHL franchise.
Yeah,
they're in the cup, but just from an entertainment standpoint, their practices are open to the public on a daily basis. The players meet the fans after every practice. They have hot cheerleaders at the practice.
Wayne Newton's there. They got Gladys Knight and the Pips doing God Bless America.
They got Lil Jon cranking it out outside before.
You said it. The night, too. Great theater before the start of the game. Slaying all the other teams. Oh, it's the best.
They raised the bar for the National Hockey League.
Weekdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, only on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Game time decisions.
All right, let's roll. Game time decisions. Red Heat and Rage at Radio. I am Gabriel Morenci. Sit alongside the Raging Redhead, Cam Stewart.
What's happening, Gabe?
Who I have to say has looked better before. Cam's wearing his
Well, you don't like my Mississippi State shirt that I've worn. How many years have I had this shirt for now?
Probably about 12.
I'm thinking, yeah, I was gonna say
in that range.
It hasn't faded yet. It's still there.
It's sort of like your Homer Simpson muumuu.
It is.
Like, you know what I mean?
It also goes with my shoes.
I got
purple Nikes, so I go with the Mississippi State. They're the exact same color.
Slap on the Mississippi State. Cam's drenched in sweat.
Thanks for putting the air conditioning on in the studio. God, it's hot out there.
Well, he just told me he's not sleeping well, and your hair looks you look a little frazzled today, buddy.
I'm doing okay, Morenci. Yeah, the hair, lot excessive sweat. And,
well, you didn't put the gel in the hair today, huh?
Actually, I did. That's just bad wet look with headphones on.
The gel melted because it's hot.
It just fused into my cranium. Correct. And I look like I got a deformed head.
You know, I was in a store the other day, a sporting good store, and they had a liquidation rack.
Love them.
I'm always a fan of the sports liquidation rack. Can always find some obscure team. Oh, look, a Western Michigan jacket or something like that. So I was going through, and they had a Toronto Blue Jays, like, bullpen jacket.
Nice, nice.
Yeah, from a couple of years ago, so that's why it's, you know, in the liquidation rack.
Yep.
And I'm like, why is this only $60? I'm like, man, pretty, pretty nice. And it's triple XL.
Oh, wow.
I was thinking, man. Like, wow,
you had 50 more dollars in your pocket,
I would have got it for you. So I was like, man, yeah, because you're always talking about, you know, you can't find good sports jackets that fit.
Well, the thing is, remember we used to
do
work.
Do you want to wear a Blue Jays, like, yes. Bullpen jacket around all the time?
Gabe, you've seen my shirts. I have like three. DraftKings shirt,
you've
Mississippi
been hanging
State.
On to that Seahawk jacket for a while. Is that Sports Illustrated?
Oh, the one that makes me look like a coach?
Is that a Sports Illustrated one?
Yeah, that's right. I didn't go for the alarm clock. Went for the windbreaker.
Yeah, you look like Tom Cable. So we got a stacked show.
People galore.
More stacked than Nicki Minaj. Stacked. Mark Lawrence will join us.
Yep.
Playbook.com's Mark Lawrence. We've got Pete Yiannopoulos, former assistant coach with the UMass Minutemen, one of our regular contributors, bringing up basketball. We'll talk about this Brian Colangelo saga.
Oh, yeah.
Game one of the NBA Finals starts tomorrow. CFL exhibition season has already begun. The regular season is right around the corner. Regular season starts, I believe it's June 14th. Ironically enough, the same day that the World Cup starts.
Ooh.
Big day.
Big day.
I think Conor McGregor goes to court that day.
So June 14th is a big one. Lots of stuff on the agenda.
Yeah, there's something else that day, too. I think there might be an NBA Finals game.
On the 14th?
Yeah.
I think you're right about that one. That's right. It would be game
I'm not sure, whatever, but whatever it is. Like, yeah, that June 14th is turning into a monster day.
It would be June 14th if there is a game six.
If there's a game six.
June 14th, correct.
Right, so in other words,
so in other words, sorry, the docket's a little bit thinner.
Yeah, there won't be. There won't be an NBA
no
game.
No game. Maybe five. We might make it to game five.
I don't know. Is it going six? No. Maybe it goes six.
I can tell you one thing. The league, you think they want this thing over in four or five when you got LeBron James and the Golden State Warriors? Are going to milk it for everything they have, man. Don't be surprised if Cleveland gets lots of calls their way and this thing can actually be extended to six.
You know what the thing is Golden State really weren't dominant against Houston.
No, they had bad lulls.
But life might be easier for them against the Cleveland Cavaliers.
True. Andre Iguodala, if he's going to be out game one, that's going to hurt them defensively. But there's too many weapons on Golden State. I just don't want to lay. Like, the number's gone up. Gabe, you've seen the line 12.5 for a game one, minus 1,000 money line. You can't even do any parlays with those numbers. They're brutal.
I don't
Like, you're going to find different ways to attack this series from a gaming perspective.
It's
like,
tough.
What do you want to do? You want to lay 12.5?
The Warriors, no. The Warriors to win in five is plus 160 only.
I know, and that's where you think it's going to be. What about six?
I'd rather take my chance with a sweep.
Really? I believe it's five. I'm going to go six.
Cleveland aren't winning in Oakland. They're not winning in Oakland.
They're going to win a game at home.
Exactly. So they lose the first two. They go back home. They either win that game, they win game three, then lose the game four, or they lose the game three and then win the game four to go back to Oakland to lose in five. I've never called LeBron the king. I think it's sort of like Tiger Woods being better than
Jack Nicklaus.
You know, and
different eras, different strokes for different folks.
Listen,
like,
they're different. That sounded pretty hoserish there. Different folks there. Are you from Arilla?
I don't know. I told you. It's been a little bit different talking these days.
Can't talk. If Cam's like mumbling a little bit.
It's like one side of my face is bigger. It's like I'm not saying it's a stroke, but it feels like it's a mini one.
But if LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers win this series,
they're not winning.
Then I'll call him the king.
Okay, I like that. Now you got to put it. It's kind of like when
I got to do
food special with
Alpo. Something more extreme.
Yeah. So I was going to eat dog biscuits. What do you want to do? Is there anything that, that would be cool? I'm not going to make you eat stuff that I would eat because that's kind of not who you are. Like, I eat all the show food.
I was going to say I'll get the same procedure that Bruce Jenner got done. But I've already said that. I've already used that one before. Like, We need to be extreme.
Oh, I know. Well, that's,
like, you know,
that's about as extreme as it gets.
I'll get a tit job type thing if they win. Like, it needs to be.
How about a tattoo or something?
What, a LeBron James tattoo?
Yes.
No, I don't want to commit to this because I don't want his tattoo on my arm.
Well, you said
life.
Do something extreme. You're either going to cut your wiener off or get a tattoo. I don't know what you're going to do.
I'd almost rather cut my dick off than get a LeBron James tattoo. I haven't been using it much lately anyways.
I'm dying over here, man.
That's not true. It's gone out a couple of times.
No, it's fine. What are you talking about? Slump Buster Halifax.
Yeah. It's hit the town a few times.
Where did you get these halogens? God, they're hot.
Like,
they're really strong, man. They're the dollar store ones, too. God.
Dude, it's as bright as an operating room.
It sure is.
You could perform open-heart surgery on this
Definitely.
Table. Definitely. You know what? You know what the difference is?
They're just beating
You know what
me.
The difference is?
What?
The last ones were from the dollar store. These ones are from, like, Home Depot. Or I went to a real hardware store.
Oh, no. Oh, you got real ones. Yeah. Nice. You went to like, a quality shop. Oh, you could tell. Like, I could tell you right now, like, wow, that one on the left is definitely from there.
It's like a stage.
I got to be honest with you, like, if I had post-concussion syndrome, like, I'd be in big trouble right now. Those things are bright.
What do you mean, if?
Yeah.
What do you mean, if you had post?
It's true.
Not helping you. You're right. These lights probably are not helping.
It's, like, freaking me out, actually. But anyway, I've
See, the thing is, yesterday we put these new lights, like, right above us. Like, they're, like, right over.
Oh, they're hot.
And it's sort of like a soundstage. I have it dark everywhere else except we've got it, like, bright, shining down.
It's true.
On our radio panel here.
The rest of the place is like Vampire's Crypt. It's so dark. Now, and this is sunny.
But yesterday, man, we were sweating, man.
You got the air conditioning on. I still got sweat angels cooking.
So today I cranked the AC a little bit. You want me to crank it higher? higher?
I'm thinking yes. What number is it at?
It's at 66 degrees now.
Not cool enough.
What is like a standard air conditioning temperature?
Actually, 66 is really good. I'm just an excessive sweater. I keep usually at my place to save money.
Like,
I'm usually
honest,
about 70,
I was,
72, I was, 74.
I was cold a couple of minutes ago, but now that the show started,
sitting under
lights.
You're heating up.
Yeah, yeah. Like the Chicago Cubs.
That's right.
Speaking of heating up, last night I gave seven baseball picks.
Baseball was great last night.
Won six of them.
Yeah, nice.
Won six of them. What do you think of that, Drew Dinkmeyer?
Too bad we didn't win a
million. You know what Drew Dinkmeyer would say?
He'd say,
good for you. I don't care.
Good work for you, Morenci. Yeah, I've won the millionaire twice.
I'm going out to Sparks Steakhouse right now.
Yeah, where are you going? Arby's?
I love Sparks is still there. That's where Buddy got shot. That's where Gotti.
Where he got clipped?
Yeah, Castellano.
Oh, interesting.
Outside of Sparks Steakhouse.
Always a good quality steakhouse with a shooting.
Nick sends in a tweet, says, how about this? If LeBron James and the Cavaliers win, give up smoking weed for a month.
Sorry, I hate to tell you. who's that? Who wrote that? Nick?
Yeah.
Nick, it's not. No, that's like killing a man. Like, it's kind of like Morenci's orange juice in the morning. Actually, you know what it is? You're like cups of coffee for people who are like, oh, got 3-4 kids getting beat down, you know, taking the train into work. You can't give up weed. That's like your super morning cup of coffee.
That's pretty extreme, actually. How about this instead? We'll compromise. If the Cleveland Cavaliers win, I'll do heroin.
Am I in on this one too?
Yeah, let's make it that I have to do drugs.
Yeah, team heroin.
I really don't want to do this, but if LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers win, I'll do an 8-ball of cocaine.
Can I be in on the bet?
Hey, we're sacrificing our bodies and our well health for this.
Oh, exactly.
That's the bet. That's what I'll do. If the Cleveland Cavaliers win, I will do an 8-ball of cocaine.
Sounds fair to me.
So you see the dude? There's a dude on the Cleveland Browns. He just got traded, too. He was on the Green Bay Packers. I guess he was part of that Kaiser deal. So he got dealt from the Green Bay Packers to the Cleveland Browns, except he's from the Bay Area. He's a big Warrior fan. So he tweeted out yesterday, I'll buy anybody that retweets this a jersey if the Cavaliers win. He's now on the hook for $12 million.
Wow.
And so,
yeah, and I'm not talking. So none of these jerseys were going to get off the back of a truck either.
Well,
they want licensed material.
Well,
he never said.
No, I would be. Yeah.
You know, you do. Hey, I'm not getting that custom made NBA shop jersey. No, you want something like,
you know where I'm
painted
going.
On.
You know where I'm going?
The liquidation bin.
Chinatown.
Oh yeah, Chinatown. I told you.
I go ask my buddy in Chinatown. Listen, I need 400,000 jerseys. How much?
Yeah. That's a good point. If he didn't stipulate like the stitched on insignias, or is it painted on? If it's painted on, it might be a couple.
He can do like our buddy Eric Cohen did. As a token of my
appreciation
staying in the MGM Grand Palace Suite,
I gave you this Cavaliers T-shirt.
I got you a UFC T-shirt. A buddy of ours got a free hotel room in Vegas, and the guy that hooked him up with the room, he comes into the room, and a snaky dude, he even put in like a gift bag.
I know.
Like a nice MGM.
Oh, yeah. The bag was worth more than the shirt.
Yeah, like, you know, like the shopping bags, like the nice looking ones that the chick would have.
With gold. Yeah, it had the gold
insignia. Yeah, with the rope and everything.
Beautiful.
So it's like the MGM, like, oh, look at honey. Like, I got you a nice diamond bracelet.
Yeah, that makes him even more of a scumbag.
He comes in and he goes, as a token of my appreciation for staying, for hooking me up with the hotel here at the MGM, I got you this beautiful UFC T-shirt. And our buddy, you know, didn't know. So he's like, ah, great shirt. Thanks, man.
Yeah, we knew.
I look on the side. It says NMBA Bank on the side. I said, that's the shirt that they
give away when you apply for the credit
card. You apply for a credit card. My credit's so bad, I got rejected by that company, which is pretty hard, actually. Like, they're standing outside of Buffalo Bill games, bro. Like, they are standing in a Buffalo Bill parking lot.
Dude,
they're out of Buffalo. What's that bank? HNBC.
Oh yeah, they're horrible. HSBC. Your credit is so shit. Like, people from Discover Card cringe when you're like, you know what I mean? Like, they'll give it away too. It's like, Morenci's here. God.
I got rejected for a Canadian Tire card.
Are you kidding me? I got the entire car. You're coming in to buy some skates.
Yeah, I got rejected.
Sorry. That's brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
that was probably the low point. I was like, wow, that's that rejected pretty, Canadian Tire even.
Like, they give kids those cards. Like, they'll give them to anybody.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow. I got horrible credit, too. I got a couple new guys chasing me down. They sold my transit credit to another company, so mysterious new number came up. I've got all the other ones under control, code names in my phone, but, yeah, Marantz, these guys are really starting to beat me down. It's a constant thing, day and night. They're relentless, and it's only $290 on one and, like, $300. Like, you know what I mean? It's out of principle. I'm not paying, but, man, they're making it very difficult right now. I want to do what you did a long time ago with cable and go, here's $100. Get out of my life. Like, let's just settle for a number. Settle. Right? Remember you owed them $1,200 and you said $300 and they said no problem? Then you're back to great move.
Yeah, cable companies will take like half the money.
I think you did it for 33% actually.
No, it's like half.
Was it half?
Yeah.
What was the bill? So you gave them $450 out of $9?
Credit card companies do the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. If you offer at one time.
It's a one-time deal?
Yeah. So if you owe like four dimes or something.
I'm at seven.
So yeah, you give them $3,500 at once.
I think I'm going to get it up to 10 and give them a smooth 5. And then we'll end this.
Should do what a taxi driver once told me he was doing. Met a taxi driver from Iran. He said, my friend, I rack up every credit card. Shows me all these cards. Gold card, American Express, Visa, MasterCard. And then I go to Iran.
Exactly.
He started laughing. Pretty good one.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, suck on that collection agency.
I think the rule
good
is
luck,
too.
Good luck tracking this guy down in Tehran. See, you go. I like to see MasterCard shake him down.
Yeah, exactly. He's on a camel.
You go get him, man. You'll be blindfolded in the back of a truck and in a basement faster than you can say Ben Johnson.
Ben Johnson. My brother shook off a credit agency. He says 7 years. If you run for 7, they got no legal right
if
anymore.
You can, that's
he owed thing. He owed him $40-something thousand.
But you've got
he
to
just
go
went away for no. He went away for 7 years.
Yeah, you either got to go away or you just need to live with the incessant badgering for 7 years. A lot of people break down. Like I've done it. I've broken down. Like there's a number that calls me. And it starts, dude, at like 8 a.m. And they don't stop till like 9.
Oh,
it's
I
like
know.
They do different area codes. So finally.
They're getting sharper.
Once in a while, I'll snap. And I'm like, what? Hello, who is this? I'm like, who is this and what do I owe you? I just tell them like that. What do I owe you? Just get to the point. Who are you? Then I found out it was like Bell. And I owe them like $98. I got pissed. I'm like, you guys harassed me for $98?
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's not you. I know. I see that.
It looks like he's playing along right now to Pro Jam.
Even flow.
Mark Lawrence, big Pearl Jam fan. I know Mark's into Disturbed.
We talked about the Ice Day. He loves a great version. Sound of Silence. Beautiful.
Yeah, Disturbed. Mark Lawrence. Is Mark with us here, JP? Indeed, he is.
Yeah,
Mark Lawrence,
like Mark Lawrence
joins us from. I was going to say they always say you know people always call every state the great state. I was going to say the great state of Florida, but let's call it the crazy state of Florida. Mark Lawrence joins us. The most sane person in the state. Exactly. What's going on, Mark?
Well, the most, I'd say the wettest state in the country. And we've just had just buckets and buckets of rain here the last 2 weeks. But nonetheless, it's what living in Florida is all about this time of the year.
On a more serious note, too, I guess it is hurricane season coming up, isn't it?
Yeah, technically June 1st, but they had this storm called Alberto, which went through the Gulf Coast, and we were on the back end of it. And my goodness, I mean, it's a good taste of what is right around the corner. But we're ready. We're ready for that. And also, most importantly, ready for football. We just sent the Playbook Football Preview Guide magazine to the printer today, so we're all excited about that as well.
Can't wait. I love the old school.
Best read in the business.
I love the old school magazine as opposed to online.
Yeah.
So I was talking about the Cleveland Browns player. So, yeah, this guy, he's even played for the Browns. He had a way to make yourself popular in Cleveland by saying there's not a hope in hell the Cavaliers win the series. So it's Demarius Randle. He's only making $1.5 million this year, this guy. So he's on the hook for $11.4 million worth of jerseys now. And he's friends with Devontae Adams, Fresno State.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Yes.
So Devontae Adams and the Packers tweeting him. He's like, you're mad, bro. You got to stop. Like, you know, you're down $12 million if you lose. So everyone's tweeting him and saying, you're never going to follow through. He's like, 100%. Yeah, my word. I'm going to pay. I'm going to get these jerseys. So he's got the biggest bet out there that we know, Mark. Dude on the Browns. He's on the hook for $12 million worth of jerseys. If the Cavaliers pull the upset here. I said earlier, Mark, I've always resisted in calling LeBron James the king. I wouldn't call Henry VIII the king, so I'm not calling LeBron the king. So I'm not calling anyone king. The only person I call king is King Diamond.
What about Elvis?
Or King Kong Bundy.
Or King Kong Bundy.
Yeah. But with that being stated, you know, I'm just talking about this whole Jordan stuff and, oh, LeBron's the best ever, better than Jordan. But if LeBron wins this series, then you know what?
You call him the king.
What do you say? This would be, to me, this would be like one of the biggest incredible feats, because the Cleveland Cavaliers really are a bunch of scrubs, but they're not going to win the series. So it really comes down to just how many games they're going to lose in my opinion. What's your take on the finals?
Well, it's hard to make a case for Cleveland here, obviously, especially at the price, $1,100 of Golden State. You know, the biggest favorite there's ever been in an NBA Finals, going back to the last 30 years.
Is this the biggest number, really?
No, it's not. It's the second largest number. There was the Lakers back in, I think it was 2000. They were favored minus 2,000, 20-1, and they won their series. But ESPN has got a great site about stats and info, their Twitter account site, and they pointed out that that the last six teams that have been favored minus 750 or more in the series, in the NBA Finals, have all each won the series in six games or less, which is the role here, for the Golden State in this game here, or in the series here as well. And they sure looked the part, but you would never catch me laying 1,100 at any point in time against any team.
Hey, Mark, how do we attack this series then? Because Gabe and I, we have invested, the horse is gone, and our futures are in Golden State Incorporated. So basically, looking at it individually, how do we attack it? Like series games to win in five or six or whatever? Because you don't want to wait late 12.5. The number's too big for parlays. I guess what do you do in the situation? Maybe if Cleveland has a hot run, lots of live betting. What's your strategy then if you want to take it game by game and you don't want to take the big number with Golden State?
I think you be patient here, guys, and you wait. You know, that stat about LeBron James when he's down 0-2 in a series is terrific. His teams are 18-8 straight up, and more importantly, 21-4-1 to the spread when he's down 2-0 to open up a series, which he's likely to be the first two games at Golden State this year. I'd wait for him to fall down 0-2. He's at his best when his back is to the wall. That's when I would play him individually moving forward with LeBron James that way. And here's another interesting stat, guys, from my well-oiled machine in the NBA playoffs. I live with that well-oiled machine, believe me. in fact, my wife taps on the door at night and wants to know how am I in the well-oiled machine doing at the moment.
He
spends more time with the machine.
You got to get a WD-40 sponsorship.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Mark's favorite character in The Wizard of Oz, the Tin Man.
But But nonetheless, the machine tells me, okay, whenever a team goes back to the finals 2 years in a row, back-to-back years like Golden State's doing, these teams have been terrible as favorites of 7 or more points. It's only happened 10 times since 1990. They've not beat the spread in any game. So you're talking not so much Golden State not to win the series, but these numbers are just preposterous, and I can only look at Cleveland plus the points, anything more than taking 7 points.
That's what I find to be a little bit frustrating about this finals, is that I don't think Golden State are in fine current form right now. You know, they're not in sync. I think there are sort of – it's starting to unravel just a little bit. I think next year will sort of be the last year of their dominance. You know, Kevin Durant seems to be getting frustrated. Draymond's pissing Kerr off. You know, there seems to be drama around them a bit here. But I don't – you know, they don't have to be great, right? So, like you said, Mark, you look against Houston, they did enough to win. They never really looked like they wanted it. They just sort of
– they coasted.
Yeah, we'll do enough to win. You know, Ted Savransky brought it up. He goes, they just don't seem to have that hunger that they've had in the past. And I see that right now, but I don't think it'll matter. You know, they'll do enough. They'll go on a little run in every game, and it'll do enough. But it's hard to lay the points because it's not like, oh, they're going to smash them. They're killing teams right now. They're not really in that form, Mark.
Well, Teddy brings out a great point because they don't have the hunger, and you'll find that with teams that repeat that go back, they just don't play with the same intensity. We're seeing that with Golden State here in the playoffs this year. Yes, they do have the three best shooters in the planet in the same lineup, and they all got hot at the same time in the second half of each of their last two games. But what happens when they're not hot? All of a sudden, you've got a basketball team that has to do things that a little bit better than their hungry opponent does, and I think that's the case you'll find here with Cleveland Cavaliers taking points against Golden State, laying this big number here with the team that may be a little bit hungrier are the Cleveland Cavaliers than Golden State.
I'm going to say Cavs in...
No, it's the Warriors.
Cavs go down.
Down in 5, 6? It's one of those, I think.
I want to say sweep at plus 260.
No. LeBron's got to get a game,
Mark,
baby. They got to get a game.
I just wish, guys, I was getting plus 400 or plus 350 for a sweep, Mark. It's only plus 260. And, you know, but it's plus 160 for 5. You make money if you take them both.
I'll say this, guys. I think it's vitally important for Cleveland to have Kevin Love in this lineup here. He's their leading rebounder, their second-best scorer. If he's in the lineup and Iguodala is not for Golden State, that's a huge advantage to the Cleveland Cavaliers. If that's the case, I'm going to say this series could go those 6 games I talked about, a favorites of 750 or more, winning by in 6 games or fewer. But I actually think that you're going to find LeBron James – I'm not going to say you're going to call him king after this is all over here, Gabe, but you're going to be thinking about it, believe me.
Hey, Mark, I was going to say attacking things differently, like our boy Brian Blessing, he didn't take Las Vegas in the final at minus 140. He took the goaltender, Marc-Andre Fleury, to win the Conn Smythe, the MVP award, 5-1. And then I could look at the same thing. If the Warriors are laying 1,100, you can get who's going to be the MVP? Probably one of three guys, wouldn't you say? So Kevin Durant's minus 138.
It would be Kevin Durant.
Steph Curry's plus 200, and if you want one other, Draymond Green, but it's probably going to be one of those guys. Why would you lay minus 1,100? Why don't you just do MVP bets if you like them?
That's a good call.
Well, that's a great point. You know, do three individual MVP bets, banking on that and risking a whole lot less money than obviously coughing up 1,100 in the series. And I think it's a wise point. The same course that Blessing charted, as you will, for the Vegas Knights, I think would apply here at Golden State as well.
Because, look, Gabe, if for 1,100, you get, say, even Klay Thompson, you can add him to the board. They have four guys listed realistically. They have Klay Thompson at 14-1, Draymond Green's 12-1, Curry's 2-1, and you got to lay only 138 with Durant. One of those guys is going to be the MVP. You could even narrow it down to two if you're thinking
Klay
about
Thompson.
It between Durant and Curry.
Klay Thompson saved them in Game 7 and in Game 6, actually. He played. Yep. Klay Thompson hit a lot of big shots for them, but he won't win the MVP.
Nope.
Draymond Green is playing okay, but he's not really. He's falling down. And he's just doing stupid stuff. He's sort of all over the place. He's not in a rhythm right now. Yeah. Steph Curry is hit or miss. To me, it would be Kevin Durant.
And you're only laying you're laying 138.
Yeah, it's a big, big discrepancy between laying the minus 1,100. I don't have a problem. I don't have a
problem.
If
you had to narrow it to the two, I would just look at Durant and Curry, most likely one of those two being the MVP. Curry, obviously, you know, if he outscores Durant in the series, you know, he could end up being that guy as well. But one interesting other note here, guys, is that if you go back and you compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan, which everybody loves doing this time of the year, you'll have never found Michael Jordan was an 11-1 dog to anybody in any series in any time in his NBA career. A little bit of a disrespect slap here to LeBron James, given the fact that he is in the talk with Michael Jordan right now, yet he's still an 11-1 underdog. I think that'll end up being an inspiring thing for LeBron James.
Mark, I'm feeling Mark's Cleveland love right now.
Let's talk let's talk some baseball before we get you out of here.
Lots of good stats in the database.
You've got a pitcher in the database today, Mark, that I actually like for fantasy purposes, taking on the New York Mets tonight, and that's Julio Teheran. Has some nice numbers on Wednesdays.
Yeah, he's been a real nice pitcher for the Braves, done real well. The Braves themselves, 6-1 on Wednesdays this season here. Probably the right side of this game because Vargas had a good start. He was getting shelled all season long. Finally comes up with a big effort and makes this price affordable. I probably only look that way in this baseball game. And I thought maybe you were going to allude to this fact, but there's one interesting note here that we called out in the coffee club here today, guys. I always like to look at this is why I used to do this with Dave Malinsky a lot. When Dave and I were going back and forth, when Dave would write his point blank columns, I would send him emails. We'd go back and forth, and we would discover pitchers that we thought were under the radar and about ready to break on through to the other side. And I think that happens to be Ross Stripling. He's pitching for the Dodgers here tonight. And I'm not touting Stripling in a play here tonight, but what I'm saying is if you look at Stripling, he's going to end up being a pitcher that is going to end up breaking through for the Dodgers here. He's done some terrific things. If you look at what he's done this year, in his five starts, he has 33 strikeouts and only three walks, no walks in 26 Ks his last three starts. And remember him, he was the pitcher that when he started his career, his first start ever, they pulled him out of a no-hit game. He was throwing a no-hitter, and they pulled him out. And he started the season here this year with 11 straight appearances in the bullpen before they finally needed him in Los Angeles because of the injuries here. Now he's being relegated to a starter here, and he's becoming an ace on this staff here. Just mark that down, Ross Stripling. You'll watch him, and he'll end up being a pitcher to play on throughout the rest of this baseball season.
As Gabe mentioned, your guy, he's my DFS, one of my pitchers tonight, Ross Stripling. His numbers are absolutely stupid.
You're
going
right.
up against Eflin tonight, so I love the situation.
The Dodgers have been money burners. You're right. It's tough to lay the minus 200 or 220, whatever
Parleys.
The hell they are right now. But I think the Dodgers do get it done behind Stripling tonight. And I'm parlaying in a late-night parlay, Mark, with James Paxton, another guy who's putting up some pretty nasty numbers this year tonight, Seattle versus Texas.
Well, if you're going to do that with you're either going to lay a run and a half with Paxton or parlay him because the price is just a little bit too prohibitive.
I'm going to parlay the Dodgers. Yeah, the Dodgers
with Seattle.
Yeah, the Dodgers in Seattle. It's minus 102.
There you go. Stripling and Paxton sounds like a real nice two-team parlay tonight. You talk about pitchers cooking in walk to strikeout form. Paxton 23 Ks. One walk his last three starts. He's cast six of his seven starts at night this season here. And we all know Mike Moore should not be in this league. I don't know why he's still a starting pitcher. But nonetheless, they keep throwing him out there. And I think this is the pitching mismatch of the night. I agree with you, Gabe. I think Paxton has to be on your ticket some way, somehow tonight.
Yeah, Vargas and Moore, not a good team
right
there.
Blast,
brutal.
Here's a blast from the past for you here, Cam. Pitching tonight, actually. When I saw the name, I was like, really? I was like kind of confused. It's like, but Nathan Eovaldi.
Oh, I know. Nathan, he's been great.
Nathan Eovaldi, 5-0 in the month of May, Mark.
Yeah, he cooks this time of the year, and he's what I call a born-again pitcher, guys. And these are former starters that their career went sideways either because of an injury or they were sent down to the minors. You give them the ball their first time back, you end up getting, more times than not, their best effort because they want to prove themselves that they're worthy of becoming a starting pitcher again. I think you're going to see a big effort by Eovaldi tonight. When he was a pitcher, I mean, he could bring it. He had some heat. I don't know if his arm's still that good yet here now, but he's a born-again pitcher going against the Oakland A's tonight. I think he's a good live dog.
And, Mark, if you look at Sean Manaea, a guy that was Mr. Everybody last month, his last starts have been absolutely brutal. Like, he's been at rock. Tampa Bay, plus 115. I like it. And crazy thing there, guys, when Urena pitches Miami, 0-11. You want to talk about money burners, and we're looking for dogs. Just absolutely brutal. It's sometimes you want to take Miami, Mark, but sometimes these dogs just don't have teeth, and they don't bite.
Well, it's a short price here tonight, too. It's hard to do that with Urena here tonight, but I'll say this. I think he's a pitcher that is going to end up making more money than he's losing in his next 10 starts. He was 0-11 right now coming into the season here, but his ERA and his whip is pretty decent this year, a 1.20 whip on the year. I think he's a pitcher, like I say, I got to put on my look list to play on. I just don't want to do it tonight because there's no price, there's no value in playing him tonight in this losing role that he's been in.
He's got good stuff, actually.
He does.
And he was electric last year when he came up late. I actually think he'll turn it around. He's just going to have to mentally get through this right now. And I think he will be a play on pitcher as we move forward. All right, we've only got about a minute left here or so. But I played a parlay, and we were talking about the Paxton and Stripling parlay tonight.
Are you adding Ohtani?
No, but I actually do have another parlay with Ohtani in it with Scherzer a little bit later on. But I played an early parlay with the Cleveland Indians with Corey Kluber, parlayed with the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Who are leading right now.
Yeah, they're up 4-0. Talking about gas cans, Ray Romano.
Romano cheese?
Everybody loves Romano.
No, everybody hates Romano.
You know, like you were talking, Mark, we got to get out of here. But sometimes there's these pitchers that just get lit up, and you just got to keep betting against them until they lose their spot in the rotation, right? And
you better do it because he won't be around long to pick on, that's for sure.
Reds have the bases loaded, though, right now.
Like Jeff Samardzija, we picked on him.
See you later, Mark. Thanks for the time,
buddy. Take care.
Hey, my pleasure, guys. You have a good one. Be good.
JP's kicking, was it 90s day?
Whoa.
What if God was one of us? What if God was one of us?
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyrotor.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Corbin's poison just gave up a grand
slam. Poison. Ball. Grand Salami 4-4. At the Blue Jays plus 1.5. They lose 6-4.
I don't know if loser was it Duval. Was it the Duval that hit her or is it Schebler?
Was it Shaw? Okay, I'm here. I got Duval homer to less. Is it Schebler? Yeah, that guy, he's got power, that guy. Strikeout and hit
I'm not
bombs.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either because
I don't really care. I have the Arizona Diamondbacks and it pisses me off either way.
Yes, correct.
They're going to have to hit Romano again.
Romano.
All right. Just for the sake of it, though, now we're going to have to let people know who hit the stupid grand slam.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's important, right? If you got an early slate going and you have any Reds on your card. It says on here Duval, but I don't know, man. I don't trust it.
Yeah, yeah.
Was it Duval?
It was Duval. Okay. Yeah, Schebler scored a run.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Duval homered, Barnhart, Votto, and Suarez.
Because I just saw, Schebler. Graham slam scored by Schebler.
Yeah, and I just gone on the same thing. Schebler just struck out swinging. So, like, what are the, it's like, we're getting not fake news everywhere.
Yeah.
Fake news, fake scores.
Yeah, I've said it before. The internet's only good for porn and stock quotes.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Morenci. A lot of misinformation here.
Let's bring in Pete Annapolis right now. Speaking of the internet, Brian Colangelo finds himself in a little controversy right now due to the internet. And Brian Colangelo, evidently, he's like Anthony Weiner. Oh, I must have been hacked. It must have been like, he's basically, yeah, I've got one account. He's like a dude that's like cheating on his wife. It happened once and he got caught, but it's really like seven of the chicks. It's like, dude, like, you know what I mean? Like, what are the odds that some random dude in South Philly happens to follow a basketball coach at Upper Canada College where your son played? And, oh, yeah, you happen to follow Philadelphia 76er executives, Rip Masai Ujiri, Hate on Sam Hinkie. You're incredibly thin-skinned about everything. Let's bring in Pete Yiannopoulos right now. He's probably listening right now. This guy's so narcissistic. They're talking about me. Pete Yiannopoulos joins us. What's going on, Pete?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing today?
We're doing pretty good, Pete.
So this Brian Colangelo stuff, you know, number one, listen, first things first, I actually pretty much agree with everything that he tweeted on his burner accounts.
Yes.
You know, I think that Joel Embiid is childish. I think it was stupid that he was dancing. Yeah. I think that he is immature. He can go down the list. Jahlil Okafor is an idiot. You know what I mean? Yep. Masai Ujiri even. He stated, you know, he said, you ever notice that Masai, nothing ever lands on his door? He goes, it wasn't Masai that drafted DeMar DeRozan or brought Kyle Lowry in. And he said, what has Masai done ever to make the Raptors better? Question mark. You, all legitimate things, but if you're the president of a basketball team, it's not a good look, is it, here, Pete? Now, personally, I think he should be fired for this. If I was the Philadelphia 76ers, out of fear of alienation with the players, but I think the fact that his last name is Colangelo and that Jerry Colangelo is so powerful in the basketball world and he's been around the game forever, I'm not sure he gets fired, to be honest with you. What do you think?
Well, this is an explosive situation, right? And after what we thought was going to be a calm off day in the NBA yesterday, and then boom, around 11 o'clock, you know, the Ringer report comes off. Joel Embiid's tweeting at these burner accounts. So, you know, I spoke to several NBA people today, and the consensus is the word that was used the most, if we use analytics, it's the word wow. They were shocked, just as you guys are, so am I, that the president and the general manager of a basketball franchise, albeit the Philadelphia 76ers, right, a lot of tradition, you could be any franchise in the NBA, to have burner accounts, to admit to having one, three of them become private soon thereafter, a.k.a. get deleted. You mentioned who he followed, his son. It's, again, this is all allegedly.
Well, that's what's insulting. It reminds me of Anthony Weiner, though. Oh, was it me? Must have somebody did this. And then, well, yeah, it was one picture. And then, well, maybe it was like last night he came out and he goes, listen, I am Eric123, real creative name. Eric123456789. That was his name on Twitter. So he said, I am Eric. And he even says South Philly like an idiot. So he's like, I am Eric123456789. But he goes, I don't know anything about any of these other accounts. And I'm going to look into this because this is very, like, scary and nefarious, sort of implying that it's a vast conspiracy of what? Somebody managed to follow all the dots of his personal life and happened to follow friends of his son. You know what I mean? Like, in a vast conspiracy. And, you know, thing is, Pete, in today's day and age, it's not just the government that can figure things out.
Everybody, tech-savvy people.
So, yeah, like Bill Simmons' guys over at The Ringer, the tipster guy basically is smart about GPS and IP searches, et cetera, and analytics. They've even nailed him to the exact locations and stuff like that. You know, the tweet about Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union, right? The tweet about Dwayne Wade. He said he ripped Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. He said, I saw Dwayne Wade be rude to a kid in China at the Olympics. I'll never respect him the same way again. Well, Jerry Colangelo was the head of the team in the Olympics. Brian Colangelo was in charge. Like, he even, like, he's at each place even at each time. Yet, I don't know. I don't think, listen, there was nothing racist, right? He didn't say anything, oh, I want to bang, you know, Ben Simmons' girlfriend, right? Like, he didn't.
Maybe he should have.
All right, and by the way, oh, yeah, great day for the Sixers. Yeah. Ben Simmons with a Kardashian now.
No.
But I don't know. I don't know if the Jenner curse is the same. Maybe you just lose your penis. You know, you don't become bad in sports. You just want to become a woman. But, yeah, what a day for the Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh,
they gave Brett Brown a 3-year contract.
Yes, they did.
Which a lot of people in Philly don't like as well. What a day for the Sixers. Don't worry, Joel Embiid, though, Does Joel Embiid even know this, or is he too busy, like, slam dunking on a 9-year-old kid in a playground right now?
Well, that's my thing, right? And Joel Embiid is refreshing, right? In a day and age where athletes give cliche after cliche, he speaks his mind, he tweets his mind.
But he is an idiot, too. He's refreshing, but he's an idiot.
Yeah, he's immature, he does some dumb stuff.
Like Charles Barkley says, he's a little bit of a knucklehead.
He doesn't understand the concept of, like, winning and losing and scoreboards.
And, like, the dude's, thing, you know,
the
like,
dude's trash-talking Aaron Baines on Twitter. It's like, bro, you lost to him. You know what I mean? Like, shut
you
up.
Lost to him, Gabe. You lost to him, but you couldn't make a layup, a game-time layup, a game-time over Aaron Baines. And now you're making fun of him? Like, so, I mean, that's Embiid. He won't stop. That's what he does. But the important factor here is, one, what does the ownership want to do? Does this really have a direct implication or potential to alienate Joel Embiid and potentially lose him down the road because he doesn't respect Brian Colangelo anymore? So I think that's a big case here that they have to figure out. Ben Simmons as well. Sometimes these type of things, guys, I mean, they're hot for the next, 48 hours, and then tomorrow night we got game one, and then we'll forget about it, right? So I think do they, you know, damage control, right? Like the president has one of those, or I think this president has a lot of those, but he doesn't really listen to them. But, you know, don't say a word. Let it just die down. Game one starts tomorrow, and then you know what? Everything's good. But or because of the power of social media today, and people are going to, you know, they're going to go with this. I mean, Roseanne Barr is in the news as well, so maybe this is number two.
It's not sexy enough what he said.
Yeah.
Like I said, if he would have said something of in a racial nature.
Racial? Yes. He would have been
He
told.
Did it.
But he did it. But cutting up the star players for an organization and these guys have thin skin, that's not good for business. They don't want this guy around. That's the problem.
It is and it isn't. But the thing is, he's right about it.
No,
he was right.
I agree with him. But it doesn't mean they're going to go wild, though.
Which leads me into, listen, I'm not of the belief, and Pete, what do you think about this? I don't get why everybody is convinced LeBron James is going to Philadelphia. I just don't. I don't get it. I know his wife was seen there once. Like, whatever, man. Like, she was seen a lot of places. And even the sports books have LeBron James going to
Philly's the favorite.
Going to Philadelphia. Yeah. I just, you know, I don't see it. But, you know, with Embiid and his immaturity, Ben Simmons with Kardashian, he's just with a dude with Tristan Thompson now that's with a Kardashian. He sees the garbage. To me, LeBron James is going to be a Houston Rocket. I don't see this Philadelphia stuff.
Well, there's two things when it comes to where LeBron James is going to go. And I've always said the smartest thing that Rich Paul and Maverick Carter, his business managers and agent, have done with LeBron or gave him the advice is to never leave the Eastern Conference and not go to the West, right? And that's led to 8 straight NBA Finals. Because let's not make no mistake about it. If LeBron's playing in the West during the era of Tim Duncan, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Kevin Durant, Dirk Nowitzki, and Russell Westbrook, he's not making 8 Finals in a row. So staying in the East, I think, still remains the favorite for him. I'd be shocked if he goes to the West. The other thing is, LeBron James, everywhere he's played, has coerced and forced the head coach, the general manager, to run his offense. That means his offense, he's the point guard. He dribbles, he micromanages every possession. If he's going to go to Philadelphia, I mean, Ben Simmons, the point guard there, then that's going to change because LeBron's going to want the ball. If he's going to go to Houston, sorry, Chris Paul, sorry, James, I'm the point guard. I demand the ball. That is set in stone. LeBron does it. The Cleveland Cavaliers have 3 players that only average 7 or more shots per game. LeBron averages 23, Kevin Love averages 12, and J.R. Smith averages
9. He likes it that way. Like you said,
could he stay in Cleveland because of the situation there?
Right? It wouldn't shock me.
No, because he wants to be the big man.
But that's the thing. Like, he's not one of these guys, and I know, Pete, you feel the same way. He isn't one of these guys who just wants to be a guy. He does look at the legacy. He likes the triple-doubles. He also likes being the hero. Mm-hmm. He likes being the hero. He didn't even like being with Bosch and Wade. That found out after 4 years.
Yes.
It's like, you guys are too big of egos for me. I want yes men. Yeah, he needs yes men. He's like a musician that's a singer with a band. He's not a guy in a band. You know what I mean? The Golden State Warriors are a band.
Yes. You know he's the front man.
LeBron James is
the
Justin
front man
Timberlake,
star.
And everyone else is a dancer behind him.
Yeah.
That's the way it operates. I totally get that. Because it's funny because I think he likes the – look what he's doing with the guys that he does
has,
it with.
Exactly.
But the thing is, he gets treated like a hero for that. Yeah, the thing is, he has the guys because he chose these guys. He's the de facto GM of the damn team, Pete.
Well, I've been saying this for like, what, 3-4 years now? And at least 7 years since his first decision when he left to go to Miami. It's his team. He forced management to overpay for J.R. Smith. They wanted nothing to do with J.R. He forced them to give Tristan Thompson $84 million. He averages 4 shots a game. He doesn't even play for 3 months. No, Tristan, $84 million. That's how he goes. He's my guy, Rich Paul's client.
He does show up for Canada, though. We got to give him
right?
credit.
Yeah, well, I like Tristan. I mean, he's a loyal guy. But
unlike
Kyrie
Andrew
Irving's
Wiggins.
Gone. Why, guys? Why is Kyrie gone? Very simple.
Because of LeBron. Good point.
Yes. LeBron makes players, ball players, guards, makes them into specialists. Guys who sit in the corner and have to yep. wait for him to pass, and they have to shoot.
I know. He wanted Kyrie. He wanted Kyrie to shut up and sit in the corner and shoot. You're right.
And
you know,
Kyrie
take
said,
a three.
No way.
One, yeah. Yeah. And then so, he was pitching him about defense.
And LeBron James and Cleveland Cavaliers, who has the highest payroll in the NBA this year? It's the Cleveland Cavaliers, $138 million, right? So the narrative, he has no help. The team is trash. Well, they're the highest payroll in the NBA. And LeBron is the GM. He wanted those guys, and he wanted certain guys out. So, listen, we could talk about the greatness and the GOAT and all that stuff. I mean, he is top to me, a top five player. Maybe could be a little bit better if he wins more in June. But, hey, to me, sports is about winning. And when you have the highest payroll and you have more All-Stars than most other guys have had and you're only 3-5, soon to be 3-6 in the NBA Finals, I'm sorry, you're not the greatest of all time.
Dodgers.
He misses too many free. He missed too many free throws too.
He misses too many.
It's a concern.
So what do you? What do you think?
More burner accounts.
Yeah, we've got. Well, I mean, it's the thing in the NBA. So what? Like people with Colangelo, how many burner accounts does Kevin Durant have? And how many burner accounts does everyone else have? Paige VanZant, the cute chick. I don't know if you know who she is, Pete. The hot blonde girl in the UFC. She got nailed. She's yep. And the thing is, what's crazy is you're already popular. Like, people already love you.
Why do you need a fake account?
She got nailed talking about what a great person Paige VanZant is. It was from her account.
That's the best.
She's like, Paige, you're already a star. Like, why are you in a hotel room tweeting about how great Paige is? Like, it's just insane. Kevin Durant after games like retweets like people mocking Russell Westbrook on
exactly.
Twitter. He's like, ah ha ha, like just do it yourself, be a man, like you know.
Like all Kevin, right, so. You got $300 million, right? Like
know,
life
I
is
know,
good.
It's bizarre how petty and thin skinned.
It's
well,
crazy.
Look at Brian Colangelo. That's the one thing. It's incredibly how thin skinned he is. Like clearly, like if you tweeted something about Colangelo, like he was hitting search on his name on a daily basis, and he'd jump in. You know, somebody would say, oh, Hinkie's great, Colangelo sucks, and then Eric 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's like, why? What did Hinkie ever do? Right? Like, he's really, really defensive and, you know, taking the shots at Masai Ujiri. All right, so we've only got a couple of minutes left here, Pete. What do you think of this series? Are we going to have the upset of the century here? Is it going to be a sweep? Are the Warriors going to win in 4, 5, 6, 7? Keep Cleveland, what's your prediction? How many games?
Yeah, I think the Warriors are going to win this series, and I think it's going to be closer than people think. It won't be just a sweep. The Golden State Warriors, once they acquired Kevin Durant, they had to pay him accordingly. And with that, they had to give away a lot of their depth and their quality and their bench. So this is why you have guys like Kevon Looney, Jordan Bell, and Quinn Cook playing right now, when you used to have a lot better players playing 8, 9, 10 rotations that Steve Kerr had. So with the injury to Iguodala, right now they're gassed. They don't really play a lot of good defense. So, I mean, Houston really exposed them. Houston had them 15 points up at home in Game 7. They just couldn't finish it out. But I think, you know, Kevin Love, he's a game-time decision. Will he be able to play? I think the spacing, I think right now they got the scare of their lives and they're going to play better. And I think Kevin Durant, as much as, you know, some people like to get on him, to me, last year he proved he was the best player in the world. He's a guy that plays with Curry, plays with Klay Thompson. I think they just have too much firepower. And I think Cleveland, again, defensively were exposed by Indiana and by the Boston Celtics. A little bit lucky to get through those series. LeBron was spectacular, but can Kyle Korver play more minutes? If I'm Ty Lue, can I get him more shots? He's 54% from the three, one of the great shooters of all time. You got to play him. Don't think Jeff Green's going to give you consistency like he did in Game 6 and Game 7. But listen, the Golden State Warriors are not Teflon. They're not what they were last year. If Iguodala can't play, he's the one guy that could limit a little bit LeBron James. Without him, he'll be able to do a little bit more. LeBron's going to get his triple-doubles, guys. People, the narrative, the media is going to go crazy. He's the greatest of all time, but the Warriors are going to win probably in 5 games.
Pete Annapolis, yeah. RDS Television. Thanks for the time, Pete.
All right, guys.
If you want a chance to win 2 tickets to a 2018 World Series game, go to dailyroto.com, DKMS. You're going to find a link to free DFS baseball contest every day. Contest sponsored by DKMS. Looking for your help in a fight against blood cancer. Check it out, dailyroto.com, DKMS. That's dailyroto.com, DKMS. Win 2 tickets to a 2018 World Series game and fight blood cancer.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Game time decisions.
Game time decisions. Ready? Rage Radio continues. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Not
ESPN.
Gotta love Mark Lawrence.
Oh, he's the best. That honestly made my day.
Mark Lawrence's cadences are the best.
That's what I said. Yeah, it's just
Georgetown. Town. He says like George and then town. Like his pronunciations and his cadences are the best.
Oh, it's wild.
And Pete Annapolis is great too. Pete's like Bill Walton, man. You could ask Pete one question.
I'll tell you about Tyrone Nesby. Yeah, I know. It's just he'll go. Yeah, 4 minutes. Just smooth sailing, buddy.
Yeah, we asked. We told Pete at like at the 56 mark. Yeah. Listen, Pete, we got a couple of minutes left. Yeah. How many games? What's the prediction? He took it right into the music.
Did he say how many games? I don't know. I think he just said it was going to be closer than people think.
He said 5 or 6.
He said 5 or 6. That's what I said. Yeah. Okay.
I can see that being closer games.
I can tell you one thing. Golden State, we're all in with these guys, but we had Lawrence and Pete on it. Both of them think Cleveland, it's going to be a lot closer and tighter than everybody what we're thinking. And I'll tell you one thing. If Cleveland pulls off this miracle of the century, biggest sporting event, like what would it be? Like in the history of sports, it'd be one of the craziest things ever. We don't have a horse. Like we need Golden State, or else we have zero. Like it's vital to our like livelihood.
I'm aware.
Okay, I was just thinking about it. Like we really need it. We don't need any BS. Like we need things to go smooth.
Yeah, then we're gonna roll it over on the World Cup. Vive la France!
Vive la France!
I
don't know. Big man was talking about Belgium. I was looking at the Belgium. They're not winning though. They always choke.
No, we're gonna bet on like real safe parlays, Cam. Like to qualify. No, just to advance out of the group and stuff like that.
It's a lock.
So there's the thing. So our DJ's tuning in here. He says, "You guys have me in tears." He goes, "I once settled a debt. I told him 25% was the absolute max I could pay. Told him I have a lot of other collection agencies calling. Whoever takes the offer, they can take what I have. Take it or leave it." Says they accepted it.
I like it. I've tried it with a phone company. They didn't go for it.
Phone companies?
No, they don't. Like, that's the thing. I got a real problem with my new carrier, too. I keep on getting all these extra charges. Like, I remember I got a new phone from them, but it busted the first day, and they said it was no problem, but I think they're charging me for the phone because a phone bill for a month shouldn't be $226.
No.
It should be $60.
Not unless you're calling the Stormy Daniels hotline. It shouldn't be that much.
Hello, it's Cam.
Hello.
It's me again.
Hello, is this Stormy? Craig Martin tunes in, says, Colangelo looks like he's a real dick. Reminds me of Regis Philbin.
Regis!
They have that look to them. I don't know. Don't bring Regis into this, Craig Martin.
Why, he thinks Regis is a slick-talking jack?
Yeah, when Regis Philbin's all right.
I could see him being a quality grifter, though. He has that look like he could be a real guy you don't want to negotiate with. He seems like he could be kind of shaky in a deal.
No, I want Regis Philbin cutting deals for me. Tired of getting ripped off. I don't know what they hate for Regis. What did Regis Philbin ever do?
Just watch the actions, Gabe. He's shiftier than you think. That's all I'm going to say. I'm with the.
So you're saying there's a dark side,
yes,
to Regis?
Definitely.
What do you think the dark side is?
Just, I'm thinking hair trigger temper. And a guy in a bet might not pay you if you win. That's kind of where I'm going with that. There's something about him. I'm with the guy. I'm not going to say he's the devil. I'm just saying, you know, it's just not a lot of trust there. He seems shifty.
Craig Martin. Craig Martin's the dude, actually. I told him to call in, actually, Craig
Martin.
Well,
about the golf stuff?
Yeah, he says that we owe Tiger Woods an apology.
We don't owe him shit till he wins. No, honestly. Like, we don't owe...
He could be a good play this week, though, couldn't he?
Yes, at Jack's tournament, the Memorial.
He's, like, won five times,
hey,
there.
If the PGA wants a story to make everything, like, the biggest, like,
yeah, I know,
to get golf right in the middle,
yeah,
of the
map.
Yeah,
but it's not like the NBA where they could put Scott Foster pushing
that's
the ball in the hole,
that's,
for him.
That's the beautiful thing about golf. You got 162 guys in the field or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, they have moved boulders for him.
They have. Yeah, that's a great point. Gabe, I had money on the other guy in that tournament. It was, you said it's like Krusty in the ladder. They're moving a rock. No, I mean, it wasn't a rock.
That's not a rock. It was part of the course. It's like part of God's land. It was there. Exactly.
It was a... Like, how much do you think that rock weighed?
I don't know, like